New unique feature at alexsbrown.com. Audio, video, and text for all. The latest articles on this site will now be offered in three formats: audio, video, and text. I discovered that doing this is almost unheard of on the internet. Other sites provide video and audio, but they don't provide the full content of their articles in these formats. I started to record my latest articles thinking I was just following common practices for modern speakers. After all, I've heard time and time again how popular podcasts and audiobooks are. Some people don't have the time to read, but they can listen to your content. It's important to make material available in many formats. I made my recording, and I went to insert the audio and video into the article. I wasn't sure where to best place it, so I went out looking for other sites as examples and inspiration. I was surprised to find that none of my role models have audio and video versions of their articles or blogs. They publish every one of their books as an audiobook. They always read the complete and unabridged version of their book. They also publish video and audio blogs or podcasts. They never use their articles or blog entries as the script for the audio and video. They treat audio or video entries as new, separate articles. Their print articles are more frequent. Their video and audio articles are less frequent, and they're on a different topic than any of their print articles. Some people keep the material on separate sites, and many embed the audio or video in their blog. Scott Ginsburg, the name tag guy, and his name tag TV site are good examples of this approach. You can find those at nametagguy.com and at nametagtv.com. Notice that his articles are great and his video segments are great, but they never cover the exact same topic. I'm not sure why experts do that. After creating a great message and putting it in print, I want to use that same message in an audio or a video segment. I know that some people prefer print while others prefer audio or video. Different adults with different learning styles prefer one format over the other. Why not let all adults with any learning style get the same content in the format that they prefer? I didn't plan to do something innovative. I thought I was just following my friend's good advice. In the end, I wound up doing something unique and different. I thought I was following the rules, and I wound up making new ones. You can see the first article in all three formats, A Sad, Sad Day for Project Managers. If you like the audio and video, let me know. Post a comment here or elsewhere on the site. I will keep producing my future articles this way, so long as people are using and enjoying all the formats. One quick note, the quote-unquote video format is not a full motion video of me talking. Instead, it shows slides and images that match the audio message. In my opinion, typical talking head video is boring and expensive to produce. I might add full motion video in the future.